You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Executive Lounge time on a Wednesday, and this is the part of the show where we get to find out a little bit more about some of our leading executives and unpack some of their interesting insights beyond their day-to-day responsibilities. This week's executive is somebody that has been recently appointed to a new role but has been within the same company for over two decades. We're going to be speaking to the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Country Officer of Deutsche Bank South Africa. She also sits as the Chief Economist for the CEEMEA within Deutsche Bank, Danielle Mazia. She joins me on the line to get to know her a little bit better. Danielle, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. There's a lot of chief roles in your current designation, but I can imagine after as long as you've spent at Deutsche Bank, this would probably be inevitable for some. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's lovely to be with you today. Yes, a lot of chiefs. I get it. But in our world, at a German bank, I guess, you know, having been at Deutsche Bank for 16 years, so let me just correct you on the two decades, it is a journey that has really taken me from, you know, owning the South Africa call, eventually growing into a more emerging markets role, and then heading up the other economists in the region, which is CEMEA, the Central East Europe, Middle East and Africa. And I think with that came the opportunity to step into the CEO role when my predecessor, former Saloshni Pillay, had left the company. I have been on a succession slate for the last 2 years, so the opportunity came by. And yes, now I double hat effectively, maintaining the coverage, but not from a South African perspective. Quite sadly, as a country owner, I run the franchise and therefore need to be completely independent from a research perspective. And that sometimes would be difficult if you're also running the business. So my economist role is now looking a little bit more north into sub-Saharan Africa and then the Middle East.
Danielle, I know you've just started, but which do you enjoy more? The research component of what it is that you do or the executive aspects? I mean, you've been in other executive roles before officially stepping into this role. If you are to kind of pick between doing all the research or sitting through the boardroom meetings and the stakeholder meetings, which do you enjoy more?
Well, they both have come with their advantages, and I must say I enjoy both. It's been a real challenge over the last couple of months, but in a good way because, you know, when I have to pick, I wear the same hat all the time, right? I like to think about stories. I love to think about connecting themes across various parts of the world that we look at as economists. And now I guess it is a great advantage because it helps me to really leverage these themes and how to make them relevant for South African corporates, South African institutions, and to spot the gap. You know, transitioning from an economist comes with a lot of advantages. We really look at, you know, different angles. And I think as a sell-side economist, you often, you know, get paid to spot the gap in the market. And this is exactly the role that I have currently. From a franchise perspective, where can we add value? What is an undertapped opportunity? So I really think I'm going to be enjoying both and have a lot of fun with that.
Danielle, speaking of fun, your last name, Mazia, is Italian. Does that mean you can clarify and finally settle the debate for South Africa and everybody else as to whether or not pineapple belongs on pizza?
Oh, you've touched on a very sensitive spot there. So, yes, I'm married to an Italian. And here's an interesting fact before I get to the pineapple debate. But my husband is also my competitor, at least until recently. He's also an economist at one of our competitor banks. And it's been a real journey over the last, call it 16 years, to have him and myself neck and neck with a lot of the calls that we have. But let me tell you, he's finally got that all to himself now as I'm stepping out of the and away from the South Africa call. But when it comes to pineapple on pizzas, you can actually ask my kids. Apparently, you'll get banned in Italy for asking about pineapple on your pizza. So we certainly do not entertain that idea, but I must say secretly when I'm at a kid's party, I don't mind smashing a slice of Hawaiian pizza myself.
That secret will stay safe between us. We will not be sharing that with anyone. Danielle, let's go back to that competitiveness. How does that work? How does working in the same industry, almost in identical roles, as you mentioned, across the same financial landscape, how does that drive conversation between you and your husband? Are there fights? Are there what we'd call healthy debates? Or do you just publish your work, he publishes his, and then may the best publication win?
Well, it's been the cause of a lot of tensions annually when, you know, the surveys get done, let me tell you that much. But a woman always has to protect a male's ego. So let me just step off of that for a moment. No, we do have fierce debates, but we've learned over the times to really respect each other's opinions. Let's just say often when it comes to the Reserve Bank and its meetings, the calls can sometimes diverge entirely. I might call for a hike and he for a hold, and then it gets really tense around the dinner table, I won't lie. But clients often laugh and say, well, as a family, you always hedged, I guess. But over the time, it's been a source of support in a big way, because being on the sell side has often... it comes with its challenges, right? You spend late nights, you do sometimes have to, you know, forfeit a weekend. And it would be very difficult sometimes. And I wonder, if I was married to someone else, how much rope would I have had to really push my career as far as I had? So I've been really fortunate to have had him as a partner, but also as a competitor to, you know, have a sounding board and to bounce off some of these ideas. So it's really been to the benefit and to my advantage, I'd say.
Danielle, secretly, just between you and I, do you believe you're the better economist?
Here's another narrative. We actually studied together, and I tutored him for a couple of quarters at our university. And regardless of whom is better, he knows ultimately who actually lectured him for a couple of those sessions. So the foundation starts with a successful woman, I would say.
Well, the evidence is irrefutable at that point, and that's where we're going to leave that particular topic. Danielle, you touched on the foundation beginning with women. We're about to enter into Women's Month in the country, and there are many young women out there that aspire to be a Danielle in corporate, holding her own, being the leader of international organization as recognized as Deutsche Bank. What words of wisdom would you have for them? What would you like to share with them if they're looking to be inspired a little bit more than this conversation already has?
So this is a real tricky one, because I think as a female coming into often a male-dominated environment, and especially coming in as a young analyst, you often think that you do not have that voice. When you are starting out, you assume everyone in the room clearly knows more than you do. And because they've been around for longer and they've seen the cycles, often you keep quiet. And I felt that exactly in the early years when I started out. But here's what I learned. You may have not seen the 20 cycles, and you may actually not come with the richness of history, being an economic historian. But what is in front of you is ultimately the facts that you look at. And I found that the best insights often comes from the person who wasn't learned what was supposed to be true. And so, you know, don't ever underestimate the angle that you could bring to a conversation. Simply because you haven't been around doesn't mean you don't have something valuable to offer. And I think the second thing is to really ask for feedback. So real constructive feedback, not validation necessarily. I guess, you know, we sometimes feel that we are affirmation bunnies, almost wanting to be rated first and how good you are. But the actual issue here is rather to pay attention to how you solicit feedback, how you ask questions. Because sometimes in the act of asking a good question, you actually realize that you've had the answer all along. And here's the important thing that it taught me. It actually teaches you to trust yourself. So don't swallow your insight just because you're young. Ask the questions, because ultimately you build up a view that helps you to trust yourself, to trust your own view, and to have that greater conviction in time. And I think that would be a nutshell from what I have learned over the years as advice that I can pass on to young women.
Certainly some sound advice coming from someone who has been in the industry for a significant period of time and has managed to use that time to carve out her own voice in a market, in a world that requires that voice to be heard. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. The Chief Country Officer, also Chief Executive Officer at Deutsche Bank South Africa, Danali Mazia, joining us for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.